Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
I'm delighted to introduce a very special guest here in the studio. We've got Helen Sinclair, MBE, from Friends of the Animals. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
For inviting me. I'm well.
Helps if I put the microphone up, doesn't it? Sorry about that. How are you, Helen?
I'm very well. Thank you for inviting me.
That's my pleasure. And I've known you for quite a long time because, in fact, my one of my first memories, and you probably don't know this, is when my children were younger, we fostered a dog. And I got a phone call. We'd been home checked and everything. And somebody came along with this tiny dog. And it was a dog that an elderly person had been looking after, and they'd gone into hospital. And the first thing we did was we put the dog in the sink upstairs because he wasn't very well. He'd been he'd had a difficult time, and then you took him and you gave him a haircut, and he was absolutely fantastic. We looked after him for a few weeks, and then the owner came out of hospital. And that was a little story, really, of a happy memory that I had, really, of Friends of the Animals.
Without foster homes, we wouldn't exist on the island.
No.
We really wouldn't. These are people who help animals at the time of greatest need in their own home. You don't get paid for it, but we provide everything you will need. So if in the case of a dog, lead, collar, disc, blankets, basket, any veterinary treatment, any mileage, we'll pay everything. But thank you for fostering for it. Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, I can remember the dog. And my daughter was very, very attached to that particular dog as well. But it's difficult, isn't it? Because people tend to kind of frown on people who have got a dog and give it to you. But sometimes the reasons are very sad, aren't they? You know, people pass away or people can't afford to keep the animal. And it's not always the fault of the owner that they can't keep the dog for life, is it?
You're right. In fact, we've just rehomed two little Pekingese, Sam and Sadie, a little black one and a little creamy gold one. Two owners, one unfortunately has gone into a home permanently and her husband has died. So really sad, but I'm pleased to say they have found a fabulous home together.
Oh, that's lovely. And it's a long time now since Friends of the Animals started. Is it 1990?
It is.
And how did you first start with Friends of the Animals?
Well, I was in Birmingham at the time and I was living in a flat two floors up. And there was a real need. It was a very bad area for animals, especially dogs and cats and strays. And I realised we really could do something to help. I'm practical as well as compassionate, which you have to be. So it started in March 1990. Started, of course, from zero, and our work has now escalated to such an extent that we literally help thousands of animals every year. Just done our new newsletter. It's with the printers at the moment. So if anybody'd like one, just contact us on 522 511, and that will tell you how we got started.
Fantastic. We'll have a little bit more music now, and then we'll talk again. This is a track from Free. I'm talking here with Helen Sinclair from Friends of the Animals, and I should have explained at the start that it's not just dogs and cats that you rehome.
It isn't. On the island it is mainly dogs, cats, rabbits, but we help all sorts of animals, including horses, donkeys, wildlife, all types of birds, farm animals, and of course the small furries like guinea pigs and chinchillas and ferrets. We help them all. We specialise in preventative work. And by that I mean spays, neuters, inoculations, boosters. We do free and grave discs. We do a great deal. I hope people will come down and see us. We'll be very happy to show them around. We're in Newport on Riverway.
Fantastic. And what's the most common sort of situation that happens with somebody bringing you a dog? I mean, I know all situations are different, but could you tell me a kind of a story of something?
I can tell you lots and lots of stories. First of all, it is always better to give an animal up if you really cannot manage it. You never know what's happening in life. Things change. They really do. Your circumstances change. Whatever you do, don't dump that animal. We've had situations where we had a box of kittens had been dumped in woods here. Unfortunately, it had rained and the cardboard box had broken down because it was a sealed box. But even then, one of them didn't live.
Oh, dear.
So you really need to be kind and let the animals come to us.
Mm. And in terms of somebody who's looking for an animal, what's the process involved there? They phone you up and then what
they
happens
do.
Next?
We have a wants list. So if, it, for example, in the case of a dog, we haven't got what you want, go on our wants list. We've got three lists, one for small dogs, which is very long, one for medium, which is far shorter, and a very, very short one for large. Nobody wants large dogs.
Oh, that's interesting. Is that just for obvious reasons? Because they're not as, you know, you need more space, you need more time, you need more energy to look after a larger dog?
You do, and more money to feed
them,
more money for the vet's bills and everything else. So I can understand why people do go for small ones. Having said that, you can get very well-behaved, lovely, huge dogs. You can get some very naughty little ones as well.
Yeah, that's very true. You can get some very vocal little ones. Sometimes the bigger ones are quieter, aren't they? Some of the little ones can be quite noisy. And have you got any dogs who you're looking to home at the moment that you want to mention?
We have. We've always got a fairly full board in our office on Riverway. I know yesterday my colleague went out to home check someone for a little dog we've got called Oscar. And he's about 3 months old, and he's a vocal little thing. But we do have very kind, and I stress kind, anti-barking collars. These are ones that vibrate when they bark, and that works really well with
does
the
it?
Oscar.
Fantastic. So how does it actually work then? Is it a remote control?
No, you just put it on in addition to the dog's normal collar or harness. And if they bark, it just vibrates, and I suppose it surprises the dog.
We could do with those for humans, couldn't we? A human version would be great. Right, we'll have a word from our sponsors, and we'll talk a little bit more.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, for the people, by the people.
That's a dance track from the 90s called I Love You Baby, and it's 28 minutes past two, and we're talking all about animals here in the studio because I've got Helen Sinclair with me from Friends of the Animals. And you were talking, Helen, about the preventative things that you do.
Of all the work we do, and we do a lot of different work, I think probably the spaying and neutering is the most important. We've now spayed and neutered more than 20,000 island animals, and we had an article in the paper a week or so ago. But as a charity, because remember we began in Birmingham, the Midlands, we've done about 35,300.
Wow.
But that really is a fair few.
Mm, definitely. And when people actually foster a dog, everything is provided for them, isn't it, in terms of they don't have to have, you know, if the dog needs a haircut, for example.
Everything. In fact, Shampoodles in Sandown have been great. They have done several for us free of charge.
That's brilliant.
So they go in, hair them, scare them, little mutts, and they come out with a super cool haircut, and they're smelling beautifully. So there are lots of people who support us, and we really are extremely grateful. We wouldn't be where we were without our volunteers. Last year, you might be surprised to hear that we had more than 13,000 volunteer hours donated to the charity.
That's excellent.
And that makes us about 98% volunteer based.
Brilliant. And you are looking for donations, aren't you? Foreign coins is something I know you look out for if anybody's got any.
We do. It's British, foreign or obsolete. All coins have a value, and notes. In the case of coins, even if it's only scrap value, so the old pennies, we can still use them. What we do, of course, they weigh a ton when they come to us. We get them over to our Portsmouth shop, and a courier comes from Ipswich, and a company there repatriates them to the various countries. And last time we got a half gold sovereign, which was £112. And in fact, we very recently had another half gold sovereign. So that's two that we've had.
Brilliant.
And we had no idea it was there.
Excellent. And on Sunday, you've got a Christmas fair coming up down at Riverway. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yes, well, I know Father Christmas will be coming, so let's hope there are lots of good children coming. Lots of nice Christmas items. Spa, when they went over to Central, John Perrett, who used to run the spas, gave us he donated to us all the Halloween and Christmas stock from about 10 shops.
Wow, that's
immensely generous.
Excellent.
And we're selling it at really good prices. But there are bargains galore. There's also, I understand, tea, coffee, cakes, and mince pies, I'm afraid, but we'd be very pleased to see people. Only on from 1 till 4, but ample parking, and we're highly visible. We're next door to the hospice warehouse on Riverway.
Yeah, that's a bit down from Dunnell Mill, isn't it?
It is, on the right-hand side.
Excellent. Okay, let's hear some music from Joe Cocker, and then we'll talk a little bit more. I wonder what he's doing now. That's Nick Kamen and a song called Each Time You Break My Heart from the 80s. And I'm chatting to Helen Sinclair from Friends of the Animals. And we're talking about ways that you can help Friends of the Animals. And obviously the donations of money are always welcome, aren't they? We didn't mention that,
That's
did we?
That's what pays the vet bills, and they're our biggest outgoing.
Wow. And are the vets supportive on the island? Do you
they
get
are.
A lot of support?
We use two main vets on the island. And yes, we do get a charity rate, but still a huge amount of money. Literally hundreds of thousands goes in vets every year. And I think I'm right in saying we're the only island-based charity that specialises in spaying and neutering. So if I could go on and say, if you genuinely are in need of help with the cost, please ring us on 522511. We do get a charity rate, which we further discount, so it will be appreciably cheaper than you could have got it.
Excellent. And dog food, pet food is something else that you looking for?
Pet food collection points are super important to us. Currently, we've got two pet food points in Tesco in Ryde, behind the bins. This is behind the tills. We've also got a pet food collection point at the Co-op in Newport on the island, one in Morrison's and in Newport again, and at Pets at Home, our lovely friends at Pets at Home, who do so much for us.
Do they? Brilliant.
They really do.
It's good when a big corporate organisation like that helps an Isle of Wight charity, isn't it? I think that's becoming more of a trend now. I think that, you know, some of the big supermarkets seem to be taking more of an interest in the local community, which can only be a good thing.
It is. From the charity's point of view, though, looking at it practically, of course, if you can get the pet food free, it gives you more money to spend on vets.
Definitely. Yeah, that's
true. Of course, we get the blankets free. We often get baskets and equipment free. Certainly the food free, but you're never going to get vets free.
No.
Not unless you marry the vet, not it.
And are you looking for volunteers at the moment?
Absolutely. We would be especially pleased to hear from anyone who's good at admin. That's answering the phone, doing order numbers, which is for veterinary treatment, anything on the computer. It's to work in our Newport office. Although it would be on a voluntary basis, we'd very happily pay your fare to get there. We're open Tuesday to Saturday from 10. Even if you can only do half a day once a week, please give us a call.
Excellent. So if you're listening and you're looking for something to do and an organisation to volunteer for, Friends of the Animals would be absolutely perfect, because it's an interesting charity to be involved with as well, isn't it? Because it's always changing. You always have different animals and different things
we do
happening.
And it's one of the few jobs, you'd never get rich doing it, but job satisfaction is enormous, and it's one of those few jobs where you literally save lives all the time.
Excellent. Right, we'll hear from our sponsors and then we'll have a song called Summer Breeze. That's not appropriate, is it? By the Isley Brothers. That's a classic track from the Isley Brothers called Summer Breeze. And we just had a message from one of our listeners on the mainland called Joy, and she was saying she's enjoying the show and admires the fabulous work that Helen and Friends of the Animals do. So thank you for that, Joy. It's nice to know that we've got listeners on the mainland as well as on the island, which is a good thing about being able to listen online. You can listen wherever you are. And we've just been talking all about animals and the work that Friends of the Animals has done for the last, how many years?
Almost 28.
Almost 28 years on the island.
You see, I started when I was 10, honest.
And you've got the MBE as well, Helen, how fantastic.
I did, and there's a very funny story about the MBE. It was a fabulous day. It was Princess Anne that presented me with the award, and I was wearing a bright, shocking pink silk suit. And at the end of the event, which was truly fabulous, the equerry came over, leaned into my ear and whispered, "Yours, my dear, was the outfit of the day." And I thought, how fabulous, but that's not the punchline.
Oh, okay.
I knew something that the equerry didn't, and that outfit came from our charity shop in Portsmouth. But even that's not the punchline, because it had been in the shop a very long time, had gone around all the rails until it ended up on the £1 rail. So you, Caroline, are speaking to the only person in history to have gone to Buckingham Palace in a £1 outfit.
Fantastic. And you looked fabulous as well, because I did see the photos online and you looked amazing, because you had a lovely hat as well.
I did. Well, there's a story brilliant. There. I think in life my three passions are animals, cakes and hats. So I'd already got the fabulous hat.
Brilliant.
Didn't have to buy that.
Okay, great. And so if anybody wants to get in touch, what's the best way for them to contact you? They can come along on Sunday, can't they?
They can, between 1 and 4 at 17A Riverway. You'll see us there for our Christmas fair and lots of bargains. Just so much that people can do. Nothing, of course, happens without money. Absolutely nothing. So even if you only buy a pen, you're really helping an animal. We're very much in the life and death business. We are frequently an animal's very last chance of life. And there is another funny story, if I've got time.
Yeah, you have.
Well, you never know what you're getting donated if you've got shops. We've got one shop in Portsmouth and one at Gunville, on Gunville Road opposite the Pinch Points. And we had a pole, as with pole dancing, donated. Another time we had 20 loo roll holders. Another time we got a load of what can only be described as drawers, I think they used to be called in the olden days, with a person's name in the back of all of them embroidered.
Strange,
in the back.
Strange, isn't it?
Remember, we loan out equipment. It's not just help with spaying and neutering and vets and rehoming. We loan out equipment as well. So if you do need to borrow a dog cage, if your animal's been injured, or a pet carrying basket, contact us. We also do free engraved discs. And some of the funny ones we've had here, we had one called Chocolate Muffin. We had one called Pinky, and we rehomed her, we didn't realise it at the time, with a family whose surname was Pook, so it was Pinky Pook. We homed a Rocky with a Ken Rock, so Rocky Rock. In Wootton, we had a Gordon, and his surname was Bennett.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And we've had Rhubarb and Custard. I think the favourite one is one that was called Filthy. With the free engraved disc, someone had written in and they wanted the name on the one side of the disc, and this dog was named Filthy, which I thought was utterly appalling, and rang the woman and she laughed and said, "Our surname's Rich."
Well, that's
Filthy, yeah. Rich.
Maybe they hoped it would be a good luck charm for them then. But imagine having to shout Filthy when you're in the park. I think people should bear that in mind when they name dogs.
Should.
It's when you've got to shout it out at the top of your voice.
They should. On exactly that subject, we had one man who foolishly called his cat Meow.
That's
so
ridiculous.
Every time he calls it, he said to me, "I feel such a fool, don't start." Because every night he had to go up the garden and call, "Meow."
Oh, at least the cat knew the language then. I mean, maybe that helped. So, well, thank you very much, Helen. It's been excellent to have you here as a guest and to hear more about Friends of the Animals, and I do hope you can come in again and keep in touch with us and let us know what's happening, because I know things change all the time with Friends of the Animals.
They do. It's my great pleasure. Our newsletter, we only do two a year, but the new one is out within a week. If someone would like one, either ring us on 522 511 or call in to us on Riverway and pick up a free copy.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We'll finish with a bit more music and then the news on the hour at 3 o'clock.